William Perry Penley was announced as the acting director of much of the country's federal lands Monday. Thing is, Penley thinks the government shouldn't even own those lands. To public lands activists, Penley's appointment is yet another attack on some of the pristine landscapes of the West.
So to have a person who's got a pretty explicit track record of transferring public lands to the states or privatizing public lands being in charge of an agency that's got, I don't know, 245 million acres of public lands under its jurisdiction is troubling, to say the least.
That's Adam Kramer, the executive director of Outdoor Alliance. His nonprofit advocates for human-powered recreation and public lands, and he sees Penley's appointment as not even constitutional.
He's in an acting position. This is a position that requires Senate approval. And to put Mr. Penley in this position without congressional oversight, not having the public have an opportunity to ask these questions and really get a sense as to, you know, whether his sentiments on this subject have evolved is more problematic, I think, than anything.
President Donald Trump has not named a BLM director yet in his presidency, meaning every director since his inauguration has been in an acting position. Penley is the author of multiple books praising Ronald Reagan's approach to public lands and advocating for the transfer of lands to private control. In a 2016 essay, he wrote that it was the Founding Fathers' intent to sell off all government land. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Carter Moore.